This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The National Weather Service is surveying damage this morning after at least one confirmed tornado hit neighborhoods in North Harris County. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has an update.
Bradley Brokamp is a meteorologist with the Weather Service. He says survey crews will be out looking at damage and trying to determine if yesterday's tornadic storm spawned more than one twister.
We don't have a preliminary or like a definitive wind speed on it just yet. That's the main function of dispatching these survey crews, so they can take a deeper look at the damage that occurred and try to get a more concrete wind speed estimate.
Brokamp also explains crews will be working to establish the EF rating of the one tornado that was confirmed on the ground. Alexandra?
News 88.7's Tom Perumian reporting live. A Texas judge recently allowed Attorney General Ken Paxton to argue his case next year that Harris County's misdemeanor bail reform package violates state law. Critics of the program call the ruling a win for public safety, but some experts say due process rights in Texas could be under attack. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
The bail reform program, started in 2019, gives people charged with certain crimes more accessibility to get out on bail. Miltonette Craig is an assistant professor at Sam Houston State University. She says recent state legislation like Proposition 3, which prevents people charged with certain violent crimes from receiving bail, raises questions about the presumption of innocence until proven guilty.
Why do we want to prevent people from being able to continue their lives while they fight the case? The longer that you're behind bars, it's going to increase the likelihood of a bad outcome.
Ken Good is a board member of the Professional Bondsmen of Texas. He told Hello Houston last week that Harris County's bail reform program is problematic for judges and goes against laws that were passed after the reform went into effect.
What we've done is we've tied the hands of the judges so they can't do anything about it. And we've got to undo that and start complying with Texas law.
I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards are campaigning against each other in the special election runoff for Houston's 18th congressional district. Both are arguing the need for greater access to health care. Here's Edwards.
We have now gone through a record-breaking government shutdown where, you know, a lot has been sacrificed, a lot of changes and challenges have been presented as a result of it. But now we're walking away from this situation without the affordable access to health care. And that's what people want.
And here's Menefee.
I'm the only candidate in this race who has come out for Medicare for All, because I believe that no family in this country should have to choose between putting food on the table and ensuring that they're able to get life-saving treatment.
The runoff election is scheduled for January 31st. Hear more on the race coming up on News 88.7 In Depth at 8:44. The Rockets pulled away late to beat the Suns by a score of 114-92 last night in Phoenix. Rockets are back on the court tomorrow. I'm Alex.